brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, time flies when you're bashing the New World Order's brains out. We are now into hour number three on this live Thursday, July 20th, 2006 edition. And I've done a pretty good job. I've taken about 20 calls so far, but now I want to go absolutely wild. I'm going to take a lot of your calls, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go to them in rapid succession, 800-259-9231. Adam in California, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if you are aware with any of the AIDS research done by Peter Duisberg?
Yes.
He believes in a chemical, quote-unquote, chemical AIDS theory.
Yes.
Where there is not an actual AIDS virus, it is simply a misdiagnosis.
Well, I believe some of his findings, I've interviewed him, are accurate, but that's because the UN and others use chemical poisoning and other modes of killing people in the third world. Then we have blowback in the Western world, and then the AIDS virus is then found in those individuals, and then it is basically used as the reason for their death. But I think it's more sophisticated than that.
Well, the HIV virus is found, and only the antibodies are found, not the actual virus itself.
Yes, that's true.
And he argues that the HIV virus itself is just a passenger virus and does not actually cause disease within the human cells.
Yeah, let me bring this up to you. Hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs have died after taking Factor VIII. What do you think's killing them?
I'm not sure. I don't know myself. But his hypothesis is that it's mostly lifestyle, drug users, and the AZT, which is a chemotherapy drug that they use to treat AIDS.
Now, that is true that accelerates death. That's been admitted in mainstream studies. But, sir, what about 5-year-old African children who've never had sexual intercourse? Their parents don't have HIV virus in the blood, but they get a UN vaccine and die.
I'm not arguing for him. I'm simply trying to sift through the information myself. But he believes that a lot of the cases in Africa have to do with malnutrition, and it's simply immunodeficiency misdiagnosis.
Well, sir, I'll tell you this. They've done studies with blacks that are as sexually promiscuous as whites, in the case studies. They pick from groups that report a similar number of sexual partners, and they find that blacks particularly have higher rates of HIV, and it looks as if from genetic studies of the virus, and India's put this out, their government has, that it's an engineered bioweapon, race-specific. It's very hard for Scandinavians and people of Northern European descent to contract AIDS unless they've already taken a lot of bad street drugs with Grignard and heavy metal agents that then actually kills the T lymphocyte program white blood cells, and then you die of basically the common cold or cancer sprout up.
Well, I'm thinking what they could be doing is spreading HIV, and then once they're diagnosed as HIV, they're immediately put onto AIDS-fighting drugs.
Yes, which then Bill and Melinda Gates lovingly pay for because they care. And now, of course, Buffett and Ted Turner openly talks about how he wants to kill 80% of us in national televised speeches. Also, suddenly, though, wants to keep people alive and pays for it. Yes. He says, I want to kill the third world, calls them useless feeders, but then he cares and wants to save them. Can we put two and two together?
Yeah, well, they put up a pretty convincing argument, and that's all. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. We know that AIDS in individuals that already have lowered immune systems, they admit that there are a lot of people who cannot get AIDS. And then they admit that there are thousands of gay men who have contracted it 10, 15, 20 years ago who never got sick because they didn't take the medication. But also those guys were not snorting giant lines of methamphetamine every day and drinking bottles of Jack Daniels. So what happens is a Northern European can get HIV if they've already debilitated their immune system or they are a hemophiliac and are debilitated. But if you're Asian or you're black or you're Aboriginal, you're Asiatic or African, you're dead.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with wide open phones today, let's talk to David in Illinois. David, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Sounds like you had a couple of days off there, and after a couple of days, you began to relax, you said.
Yes.
Well, ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay, well, that demonstrates that after a couple of days being off, you were kind of sliding into that state of ignorance that most people are in. And when they're in that state, they're separated from the scale and scope of the problems that you discuss every day. So we really can't hold those people, we can't judge them necessarily, saying that because they're not aware of these things, that they're the cause of the problem.
No, they're mesmerized or they're just totally ignorant.
Right. We have to figure out how to reach them. On another issue, the technology is not necessarily bad when you're talking about the easy pass and the pre-pass. We have to be practical about technology and the uses and the ways it can benefit us, but we also have to be aware and protect ourselves through law and regulation as to how that technology and that data is actually used. We don't want to be...
Sir, if it can be abused, it will be abused. And out of the gates, it's been set up to give you tickets, to track you, to tax you. It is hellish. It must be defeated. And it's bad technology because the very way it operates is it's not encrypted. And it is designed... this is the official British government came out and said it will actually cause more identity theft.
Okay, but how that is used is regulated by law. And as your guest, Alex?
Yes, sir.
as your guest yesterday, the attorney, I forgot his name.
Pat Antonio.
Yes, at the end of the program, he was saying, okay, the solution here is Congress. Well, the solution is the law. We don't want to be sitting in traffic jams for hours burning gas waiting for our time at the toll booth or the...
That's right. We need these toll roads out of there. We've already paid for these roads. Toll roads aren't like they were in the past, sir, where a private company builds it and charges it for 10 years and then it goes to the state. These things are private pirate groups basically hijacking our infrastructure.
Absolutely. And so Congress is the key to that, too. Now, look. We've got a Congress, we've got the interstate highways, but yet the interstate highways are getting ready to be privatized and outsourced.
Exactly. 97% of Texans, let me finish, 97% of Texans are against it. They're still doing it. They bought off our politicians. We have got to kill these transponders. They are bad, bad, bad. The people that integrated it, the people that are pushing the system, the very design of the grid that's going in, and they didn't ask us, and when we said we didn't want it, they said they didn't care. The very design of it is bad. We've got to get rid of it.
Okay, now the highways are not the problem, would you agree? I mean, the highway is technology. It's a hard surface over which we roll our automobiles, our trucks, our transportation. But the technology of the highway is not bad.
Well, sir, toll roads are not the problem with traffic. The TxDOTs, take Texas, where this is the main front battle line. Most roads of any state, Texas, second biggest state, geographically second largest state in population, state of Texas, ladies and gentlemen. The state of Texas, the great state of Texas, own documents show they have a surplus of money. If people are using up from 15 million barrels, 20-something million barrels a day in this country, there's record gas receipts coming in, they have plenty of money for all the new road expansions and everything they're building, they then lie, their own people leak it, they then lie and say we got to have transponders to tax everything to pay for it. I'm saying those running the system are complete criminals, and we've got to throw out the entire electronic toll road system without them telling us, oh, just trust us and be friendly and we'll administer it good for you. Already in Texas and Florida and New Jersey and other states that are heavy on these toll roads with transponders, they're being used in divorces. The police are using them.
Okay,
corporations are using them. They're using them to track people.
Here's a new element to this thought, though, that you need to consider. I think you need to consider this. What you just discussed there are the rules and regulations and the laws applying to the use and regulation of those highways.
The founding fathers told us that if we give government a leg up on us, we will be enslaved. This technology is a leg up. The way this technology is being implemented is bad. Through the National ID card, Real ID Act, you're going to have this to go into your building to work. You're going to have to swipe this every day. It's going to be an American Union ID card. It's got to be defeated. I'm not saying, sir,
yeah,
put him on hold.
Yeah.
Put him on hold. I'm not saying that we can't have transponders, and I'm not saying transponders can't be used in your house or in your corporation or in your company if you choose to use them and then you choose to work there. I'm talking about a grid where we can't opt out of it, where we're forced to use it. Let me just elaborate on something for you here. Because people get one thought in their head, they look at this two-dimensionally, and I bet this guy's an engineer or a highway designer or a transponder designer. I'm going to ask him in a minute. He's probably an honest fellow. He'll probably tell us the truth. I'm not a troglodyte who's afraid of technology. I like technology. Okay? But I am not for the system is being laid out to tax us, track us, control us, enslave us. And I said I was going to get off into something else. What was I saying, Scott? There was an example I was going to use. I don't remember what it was. And then I got off into talking about this guy. They're not asking your opinion, sir. They're putting it in to control you. Okay? It is the grid is being designed to flush all of your rights down the toilet. The government is totally illegitimate at state and federal level. It has been completely hijacked by international foreign interests that are now using the government as a tool of criminal looting and criminal consolidation. We're being rolled right now. We're being mugged right now. We are being absolutely conquered and usurped and dominated and shackled and brought into slavery. All right? Now, I don't mean to go off into a rant. I got to take more calls. But, sir, you can go ahead and make whatever point it is. I mean, what are you getting at, sir? We should just accept the transponders, because I'm telling you, the people have spoken and said, we don't want these transponders, and they say, we don't care. And so if the people speak and say, don't use that to track and trace us, they're going to break the law and violate it. Go ahead and make your point.
Well, Alex, I've been calling in to your show for years, and I ran for Congress in 2002. I called you especially during that year.
Sir, I'm asking, are you an engineer? I mean, give me your view on this.
No, I'm not an engineer, but I have traveled quite a bit and driving the highways, and I know that rather than sitting in 2 hours of traffic in South Chicago, I would rather have a pre-pass or
Sir, Chicago's run by a giant mafia. I've got the numbers on it. You don't even need toll roads. You're bathing in money. Thanks for the call. I just can't handle it anymore. Do you understand, sir, that we could never pay taxes again and be paid giant $45,000-plus dividends by the government? Did you know that 74% and growing every year of the stock market and and all of it is owned now by the government? The government takes your tax money and then invests it with private corporations that turn around and give tax that turn around and give campaign contributions to the politicians, and that's a delayed kickback. When they get out of office, they then become minions on the boards of those corporations, working one day a month, getting $500,000 a year salaries or more. You're not listening. You're not listening to me. They don't need toll roads. I've seen the numbers in Oregon, California, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Texas. They don't need more money. They don't need these toll roads on existing roads. There shouldn't be any traffic. Problem, reaction, solution. That's what they do. They put toll roads in with dollars and quarters. You go through, it gets jammed. Then they go from six lanes, say, at a toll road, with three of them with change and three of them with transponders. Then they shut it down to five of them with transponders, one of them with change. Then the one with change has got a 2-football-field-long line. You pull up to that, and you don't see the social engineering that you're being put through, sir. You don't see how you're being manipulated, sir. Take Illinois. They say, we're going to double your toll if you don't take a transponder. Then they force you to do it. We're going to increase your insurance rate if you don't take a microchip. This is social engineering. You're being manipulated. Now I remember the thing I want to talk about. I read official RFID journal documents 5 years ago. No, it was like seven now. Where they openly said, openly, the corporations have big, speak of the devil, Chicago 3 years ago. They had thousands of representatives there for an RFID national conference, what do they call them, convention, and we got the minutes of it and read them on air. It was nightmarish, and they were calling us idiot slaves and things like that, and saying that we will submit even though we don't like it, and ha ha ha, and the Pentagon was there giggling and snickering how this is a control grid, and it was published in major newspapers, and it's a prison. And they said in there, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to first we'll say, if it's Home Depot, but they just said a mass market store, discount store, and then I told you this would happen, and I watched it happen. Let's say you got 12 lanes at Home Depot, the one over by my house in Southwest Austin. And you go in there 1 year, and there are 12 lanes, and five of them are instant checkout. And I say, a couple months, it'll be seven will be instant checkout or self-serve checkout. It's not instant. They use that deceptive term. And then all of a sudden it's 10, and all of a sudden there's 2 checkout lanes. And nobody likes them, but so there's big lines at the service ones. And then suddenly at 10 o'clock at night, the thing's open 24 hours, you don't have a choice. Now you got to use the self-checkout. And you're going, well, that's just technology, that's the future. No, you've just agreed to lower service quality across industry standards. But it's a bigger system than that. They're doing it because they're going to come in with a national sales tax that they're going to swipe your card at the point of purchase, and that's going to track everything you buy, sell, and do. Then they're going to manage your behavior according to the purchases you make. Oh, my gosh, you have no idea.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
I was out by the studio during the break, and Kevin Smith in there and shipping. He told the story of a few days ago. He was in one of the Albertson stores, and no checkers. You've got to use the self-serve checkout. Folks, when you read the official federal international plans to totally enslave you and totally control you with all of this, it isn't just that it's technology and it makes it easier. It's not just about cutting costs. It's about control. And go back to 30, 40, 50 years ago. Everything was service. It gave entry-level jobs. You got your car checked. You got your oil checked. You got your water checked, if you chose. Then they made it the choice of, well, you can do self-serve. Then they just got rid of it entirely, and you got to pay some huge premium for it if you can find a place that has service. It's like McDonald's 30 years ago started putting the thank you up there to, you know, throw the food away. Oh, you'll get a 5 cent cheaper hamburger if you do. No, what you get is dirty tables and no service, and across the whole industry, that then happens. This doesn't make your life better, and it destroys jobs, but then on top of it, it's a huge control grid. Kevin, tell us what you saw at Albertsons.
You know, I guess about the last year, they started putting in those self-checkout lanes where you can use your credit card or ATM or actually enter cash into the machine. And I went in there the other night, and generally they have one man checkout lane open and five for self-serve. The line gets stacked so far back on the man line that you generally would go to the self-serve. But the other day, they didn't have anybody in there, so it was just all self-serve, and they actually built like a barricade.
And again, 7 years ago, I read the official industry plan where they said we're going to phase it in until there's no checkers.
Exactly, and so I get up there, I see that there's no checker, so I start to, you know, put on the theatrics and throw my hands in the air and say I'm helpless, I don't understand, I need a checker, someone needs to do this for me, and then the little security guard that has that little podium, manager type person comes over and says, oh well, here, just do it like this. I said, well, I feel like I need a checker, do it for me. So she's like, oh, and she starts to do it, And I said, you know, you'll soon be armed. You're going to have to get a gun permit because that person is going to be an armed security guard before long. And I said, you know, I need a man person. I want my discount. Since I had to do this myself, I want a discount. And then I started just ranting and raving. I did my best Alex Jones. And I said, I'm just going to go to HEB from now on where they actually have people in the check aisle.
But HEB's phasing it out, too.
Well, they're a local company, and I think they're responding a little bit more to their customers, because remember they were going to do the thumbprinting, and they kind of backed off on that for a while.
And they had newscasts going, it's wonderful, it's good, oh, do it. And then we said no, so they didn't put it in.
Yeah, like I said, they're local in San Antonio, so I guess they're a little more sensitive, but ultimately they will. But
you know, I didn't mean to start screaming at David earlier. It's just that people make excuses or, oh, I don't want to be in traffic lanes. It's all a scam.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the toll roads, they admit they're going to be able to block up regular roads to, quote, force you to use toll roads.
You know, here in Austin, when they started saying, oh, we need these toll roads because of the traffic congestion, you're like, well, the two major east-west thoroughfare highways in this city are under major construction and have been for 15 years. They block all these exit and entrance ramps all over. You're always having to drive through one lane with cones and construction. If they would just finish up and get their ramps and everything built, then we'd be able to assess what the traffic situation really is.
Every time there's an earthquake and they have to fix something in California, it's done in like 5% of the time. I mean, just, you know, they build them overnight. It's just, it's all, that's the old scam of the good old boy networks, you know, and all these no-bid contracts. Kevin, it just never ends.
You know, earlier when I said that I want my discount, you know, you study economics in college, and, you know, the price of a good is a result of raw goods and research and development and the cost of transportation. And then I think, well, the last Levi's factory in the United States was in San Antonio, Texas. And they built, well, they pay probably $10 an hour. You know,
by the way, when they were still making them in the U.S. 5, 6, 7 years ago, they didn't break. I buy Levi's. I still do because I'm addicted to them. I try to buy American stuff. Now, every pair I get, the first time I put a belt on, one of the loops breaks.
Yeah, it's not triple stitched anymore. The denim is like this real thin, sheer, knotty. It's not, I really wouldn't even classify it as denim, but the point I was going to make is that when they were made in San Antonio with some low-paid textile worker in San Antonio probably making $10 an hour, they were $30 a pair. Well, now they're made in Colombia or Guatemala or China or Bangladesh.
And they're
the same or more. So it is not a direct correlation between the cost of producing this. They're just gouging us.
Well, I mean, take the beef industry. I'll study that. I've got family that own cattle. And the big three packers just got together, and they set the price, and they rip everybody off. And now everybody's going out of business cattle-wise, which is their official plan. We've gotten their documents on that, what they've lobbied for, to drive everybody out of it. So it's just big beef producers, so they own the whole equation. You'll end up paying more for beef there. This is not free market.
And always these big, whether they're airlines or giant beef producers, they can buy their fuel or whatever in contracts. They can spread their cost out. The little guy can't do that. They get pinched between feed prices, fuel costs, and they're being squeezed out.
That's
obviously
right. You've got a little ranch yet, don't you?
I'm trying, man. They're trying to take it away from me. But, yeah, I've got it.
That's right. You've got
a cattle guy.
How many acres?
About 110 now. Alcoa took about 75 acres.
And then you don't
it.
Even really get paid for it. So, again, people that work at my office are having their land stolen and can't even operate. And it's all part of the freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Just the freedom is everywhere. We'll come back and race through your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Got about 26 and a half minutes left. Let's just blast through your calls. Let's go to Adam in England first. Adam, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. I listen to your show quite often, and it's really, really interesting. I've been doing quite a lot of research on the identity card that's coming over here in England.
Yes.
And the government, it's been defeated 8 times to actually go through to get it compulsory. And the people of the UK, they're just not interested in having it. And it just seems like the government are forcing it on us now. It's cost £15 billion so far. And I just wanted to know, you know, God calls us to be in the world, but not of the world, you know. And with all this stuff happening, you know, what can we do to fight against it, kind of thing?
Well, our founding father, George Washington, said consequences, you know, belong to God. Duty is ours. And that's backwards. It's just that he said duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. And, again, it's instincts with myself. If I see 4 thugs beating an old lady to death, I'm not going to sit there and think, oh, are they going to beat me up? Oh, they're dangerous. Oh, they're scary. it enrages me so much, you know, I mean, my basic operating system, that I am going to savagely attack them and smash their heads. Okay, and if they beat me, so what? I'm going to go up against them. Okay, and so duty is mine, consequence belongs to God. And I trust in God that if I do the right thing and charge into battle, that his will be done. I don't tell God what to do. I don't even try to. And, we are here to fight the corruption. We're here to stand up against evil. The best civilizations, the happiest people, the milk and honey has flowed when people stand up for goodness and righteousness and decency. And everything goes to hell in a handbasket when societies quit caring and go along to get along.
Yeah. Have you heard much about, like, the government has actually said themselves that the process that they're taking might take another 20 years, and other governments around the world are looking to the UK for this thing, like Canada are looking to the UK to see if it's going to happen or whatever. But the government themselves have said, this is taking longer than we thought, and
they wanted to have the control grid in place by 2000. It's 6 years behind, but they are moving forward. It's causing them, as they force the issue on 1,000 fronts, it's causing more resistance, but they have the monolithic, megalithic power to keep moving forward, but so it's a collision course. But no, they're about 6 years behind, not 20, and they plan to have the total grid in place by 2008 in the U.S. and England, and I still think they're about a year behind over that now. So now they're
I've got friends in Canada. How about Canada? Do you know much about, like, what they're
racing
doing?
Racing ahead. The UK, the US, and England are all neck and neck. The US is worse on some police state issues than England. England is worse on other issues. I would say England is the leader. Trying to ban knives in your house, or a license for a butcher knife, arresting people for their political speech, arresting people for cussing, face scanning.
Police cameras, the cameras ever. We've got like 4 million cameras.
Well, now it's 5 million. In Terror Storm, we say 4.5 million. I saw the real number yet. It's now over, actually, 5 million. In London.
Yeah, yeah. It's terrible. I don't like living here.
Well, it's going to get worse everywhere. And the Pentagon was in, I forget what major newspaper. My memory fails me, but then I saw it again. I was at the Cypress Bar and Grill eating dinner late one night, coming home from work at 10 o'clock. I don't know why I'm telling that part of the story. And there was some magazines laying on a magazine rack, and I went and pulled it. It was MIT Magazine. It was this year, but it was from last year, the magazine. And it had the very same stuff about a Pentagon control grid and how the cameras and the systems were set up by the Pentagon to control occupied countries. And that very grid has been tested in the U.S., and it's all Pentagon designed. So I've seen it two separate places where they're bragging. Thanks for the call. So actually, what you're implementing in England was developed in England and the U.S. as a joint process, and it is a control grid. It is turning our countries into virtual prisons. It's hardcore serious. Jerry in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
If a law can be abused, it will be abused. Thank God that guy did not win his election. We don't need any more compromisers. A Scanner Darkly. It's here in the Pittsburgh area, in two theaters. I encourage everybody to go to see it. It's gotten a lot of press, some not too good, but a lot of press. The local papers have carried a full-page article on it.
Well, if you're seeing negative press, this morning I spent 10 minutes scanning. I mean, it's probably 50 articles a day. I'm not kidding, and there are just so many I can't read them. And I found one article that was in a big paper, I forget where, where it just said, well, it's a really good movie, but it's hard to understand and complex and depressing.
Right, that's what this one said. But there's been a lot of articles. It's getting a lot of press. I'd like to run through a few magazines that I picked up. Sci-Fi Magazine has an article on it. Movie Maker Magazine has a rotoscoped picture of Richard Linklater on the cover. And a pretty good article. Scanner Darkly has made the cover of Film Comment magazine. Pretty good article on it. American Cinematographer magazine had an article on it. I would encourage everybody to go to see this. They have to show that there's public support for message movies concerning freedom. For those in the freedom movement, you just can't sit back and not do anything.
Well, I agree. Rick Linklater joined us last Tuesday, and without prompting, he was talking about 9/11 being an inside job, how he just woke up Bruce Willis, and I already knew about that, but I wasn't going to talk about it because it was secret. I mean, Rick didn't tell me it was secret months ago when he told me about it when we were having lunch, but I if somebody doesn't tell me, talk about it, I don't. But, I mean, there's so much other news I could tell you, but I can't tell you.
Also, his movie Slacker, that's carried by Criterion Film. They have it on the DVD. And Criterion, they only carry films which they consider high points of the filmmaking art. So for them to carry his movie, one of his movies, and it's on a two-disc set, so there's a lot of commentary.
Rick is incredibly...
they're recognizing him. He's getting a lot of recognition.
Yeah.
And this is what we need. If we have somebody who, you know, who's freedom-oriented, who's getting a lot of recognition within the film industry, don't let those movies that these people make bomb at the box office. We have to support them. We have to show, because if investors see this, then there'll be more freedom-oriented message movies. Two more things. I'd like to encourage you. You might want to have an interview with the actor Richard Dreyfuss. I saw he hit on C-SPAN. He did a speech for the National Press Club. It was on February 16th of this year, and it was mainly about the accumulation of power in the hands of the government and how it's the duty of the news media to expose this and keep us freedom-oriented.
I agree. I appreciate your call. I want to get Richard Dreyfuss on. I also want to get Gore Vidal on. He signed the 9/11 statement saying it's an inside job, but he hasn't really given any big speeches on it. 4 days after 9/11, I have the video clip somewhere. I remember taping that live because I was told he was going on, but it was about something else. And then he said, this is ridiculous. This is surreal. The government's behind this. And they actually said, oh, we've got to cut the commercial like a minute in. And when they came back, Gore Vidal wasn't there. So I want to get Gore Vidal on. We're very close to getting he's credited with being the only living legend. Literary legend. And I was sent a very sweet personal gift yesterday by this individual who listens to the radio program, has the films they contacted us. And if we could get this individual to go public, unbelievable. I actually left here yesterday and went by Michael's art shop and got a little frame and put it in and I don't know where I'm going to hang it. But again, it is about Alex Jones getting some little handwritten picture and signature and, you know, from the individual and thanking me. It's the fact that they're awake. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, just every few days there's a new defection to to reality, a defection to decency, people coming over to our side. It is amazing. The globalists have got to really be scared. That's why they'll probably pull something real big real quick. But that may backfire on them, too. So just pray to God to give us guidance and to pull us out of this. But who knows? Maybe as a society, we don't deserve that. We're pretty evil, folks. Let's talk to Phil in West Virginia. Is the guy that beat the national ID card barcode system there at his school. As a school teacher got fired and got reinstated. He wasn't able to finish up what he said, what he was saying, so he called back in. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, we're close to beating the Real ID Act in West Virginia. The DMV, head of the DMV, is in our corner, and either via religious exemption or a constitutional halting of the Real ID Act in West Virginia here is real possible.
So is Vermont and, what's the other one, New Hampshire?
And a PA legislator has stuck his neck out, and he's going to be on Pastor Butch's program Monday at 9 o'clock.
Oh, there's a state rep coming on?
PA state rep.
Well, I want to get that number from Butch so I can get him on after he does.
Okay. He is involved in a criminal case against one of his constituents, and here's the letter he wrote to the judge after the man was found guilty. The crux, I'll just read two paragraphs. The crux of the issue is whether Title 75 can properly be applied to an individual. With an individual's right to property is the inherent right to travel. If one's movement can be restrained, such restraint is intrinsically a restraint of his liberty.
Well, sir, we know the precedent, the courts, the rulings are on our side, the Bill of Rights. And again, that gets into and I appreciate your call. That's how they ran the whole scam, is that, what was it, 1918, still the main mode of conveyance was horse and buggy. or horseback. And so the Supreme Court and state courts ruled, and these are famous rulings, there's a whole slew of them, a whole gaggle of them, that you cannot restrict travel on the highways, byways, and tollways. You cannot restrict travel on the open roads for the general conveyance, the general and accepted conveyance. It's called this legalese term. Well, automobiles were these smoking, belching rarities in most areas of the country. There hadn't even been cross-country, you know, drives done until right around that time. There were dirt roads over, you know, most of the nation, mud roads, and we're lucky if you had a dirt road, but most people just drove over grass. It was very dangerous. And so they said, oh, there's, yeah, you need to get a license, but not until the 30s and then 40s and 50s for the general public, a license with these big, dangerous trucks. And they said, these big, rich truck drivers are making all this money, and then they're messing up the roads that you've all got to pay for. This happened by the mid-20s. And so we're going to put a tax on them. Doesn't that sound rude? Get those rich truck drivers. And people said, yeah, let's get them. And so that started, and then now look at us today. Transponders, face scans, thumbprints on the license, total control grid, hell on earth, but the Mexican truck drivers are exempt from it all. Let's talk to Paula in Florida, then Tim in Florida. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have been sending, people to your website. I cannot believe how many people don't know what's happening. And I'm filling them in, and I tell them to, you know, go to your websites. Matter of fact, I did today when I had to go to the doctor's office. I told everybody up there about it.
Good job.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm getting a copy of some of the papers that has to do with this union. Corinne Brown had some papers. She's going to send them to me. I'm going to send them to you.
Well, thank you.
And also about this thing with Israel. I talked to the Wiesenthal Jewish Center about this, and I said, there's got to be a way of stopping it. This is family killing family, and this is sick. And so he said, well, I'll meet you. I said, well, I'd like to go to Israel myself and talk to them family to family. And they said, everybody thinks it's a good idea, even the congressmen do. But anyway, if I can get something done, he says, please try to talk some sense into them. And I said, if I can get there, I will.
Hey, Paul, I forgot. What was the first thing you brought up?
Oh, about the about your websites and all. But anyway, I also want to bring about, you want to talk about the AIDS virus? It's not a virus. It was made at Fort Detrick. It's a mutated bacteria. And the doctors were called to a meeting in the 60s to get this stopped, and nobody showed up. There is a medication to pull it out of your system, and they're not telling anybody.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. I knew about Fort Detrick developing, and we have those documents. Well, some point I was going to make about what you were talking about, then you went to the next point, and I forgot it. But it you know, it doesn't matter. Just Tim in Florida, you're on the air. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's been a long time since I called. You're talking about the transponders. Every time I'd go through the toll plaza and I hadn't renewed my fees on the transponder, a light would blink. Anyway, I'd get a thing in the mail a couple of days later saying I need to pay, replenish my transponder. Anyway, I contacted this thing called phantomplate.com, and I got this spray, and I put it on my tag. That was 6 months ago. I've traveled the turnpike free since I put that spray on my tag.
I know, but listen, there are good ways to get around things, and I think that's all wonderful. You know, like putting super glue on your thumb when you go in to thumb scan so they don't get a real thumbprint. The problem is then when you try to go in and thumb scan with the new national ID card sales tax that they're bringing into the stores very soon, then they'll say, well, that isn't your thumbprint, there's a malfunction. They've also tried to put laws in where if you tamper with the transponder or try to block its transmission, it's a felony. That's in the state legislation here in Texas. So they're moving to block all of that. We need to defeat the system itself.
Yeah, well, I do not understand. When I went to the plaza in West Virginia, from Princeton, West Virginia, to Boothville, West Virginia, I asked the lady, I said, what about this toll plaza? I said, this is unconstitutional. This is extortion. And I said, what will happen if I don't pay? She says, we got six state troopers that patrol this turnpike, and they're looking for people who don't pay. And I said, well, I'll pay it this time, but when I come back through, I'm not paying it. Anyway, she says, you'll get pulled over, and you'll lose your license. I said, I don't need a license because I'm not driving in commerce, and I'm not driving a vehicle. when I said all that, she gave me this clown look, like she didn't know what I was talking about. Like,
well, I mean, she's a total idiot. Listen, when I went to Kansas City, and I appreciate your call, I guess it's 3.5 years ago now, with Colonel Craig Roberts and others to give a speech. It was a great event. We're driving through, and we come up to a toll road, and you know, there's a big line, I don't know, 10, 15 cars, and we just start videotaping through the glass. And this woman runs over and says, "We'll arrest you, quit videotaping." And I just said, "It's a free country. Go ahead and call the police." She started yelling at me, and I said, "Scum, we've got that tape somewhere. I ought to dig that out and play that." I said, I called her scum. I said, "Listen, scum, you want to go ahead and get me arrested? Go ahead. I'm going to sue you." And boy, she ran off real quick. I mean, I'm just sick of you. You're scum. You don't own us, government. We're not your slaves. You've screwed up this country. You're owned by a bunch of psychopathic criminals that carry out terror attacks. And it's time for you to stop being a bunch of Nazi pig worms. I mean, I'm really tired of you. Totally evil criminals that want to do nothing but kill us are in control of this government. They're a bunch of propagandizing filth. Take a few final calls in the final segment, straight ahead. I'll also briefly tell you how to get my new film, Terror Storm. Terror Storm has been released. You need to get your copy of Terror Storm right now and make a whole bunch of copies and crush the New World Order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Just a program note, two of them. I got offered a Monday through Friday radio show on a real blue chip station, KLBJ 590, that you can hear all the way from Dallas to San Antonio, number one station in this whole region. And obviously, I can't do a whole other radio show every day, and they couldn't pick up the live syndicated one. They got to have it live. So I just said, hey, how about, it's MS Communications. They're a pretty big media group, nothing compared to Clear Channel. I said, how about we just do a Sunday show and syndicate it? So that's what's going to happen in the next few months. They've already got some of their stations that want to pick it up. I did a few shows. They wanted me to start months ago, and I told them I couldn't, so I did a few shows when I could. But it'll be Sunday evenings, 4 to 6 p.m. You can listen via Infowars.com. It's going to be a hard-hitting show. That way we can cover the bases on news over the weekend. You can listen again off Infowars.com on the weekend, and we're going to try to build that into a syndicated broadcast and maybe try to get Emma's to pick up the Genesis syndicated feed. And so we're working on all that. I've had, like, their head people calling me up and stuff, and I haven't even called them back. It's always kind of good to do that. But so this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, you can tune in at Infowars.com or anywhere from Dallas down to San Antonio, out to the suburbs of Houston. I mean, it's got a huge footprint during the day. One of the biggest stations in Texas, so it shows how the worm has turned that big establishment stations want the show. But so that's coming up. And C-SPAN says they're going to have the American Scholar Symposium 9/11 100-something minute-long event we did coming up next Saturday, the 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern, on C-SPAN 1 on American Perspectives. But they said, boy, it might be August 5th. So call in to C-SPAN Journal and just say, hey, I heard it's coming up next Saturday. Is that right? You know, go ahead and put a little pressure on them, but in a friendly way. I hope you'll get Terror Storm. It's available at Infowars.com, my new film, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Melissa in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
The thing that bothers me about the toll roads is they're going to take my road that I've been driving on for 20 years and make me pay to drive on it.
Which federally and at the state was illegal, but Bush signed an executive order saying they can take existing roads and slap tolls on them.
I won't be able to drive unless I pay anywhere. I mean, there aren't any other roads to go certain places.
Their own map shows 14 roads in Austin that they're going to have them. I can't go a mile without getting on one from my house.
I think the fellow who was running for senator, I guess it was.
Congress, yeah.
Yeah, Congress. I think he's been hanging around politician types too much. I think he's caught that virus.
Of compromise and being reasonable.
Yes. Thank you, Alex.
Melissa, good to hear from you. I can take one more call. Who was that next caller from Texas? Katrina in Texas. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love your show. But I wanted to get clarification on what you meant when you said that the self-checkout lines at the grocery stores are used to control your spending habits and or track your spending habits. Because it seems like
they're going to implement thumb scanners and a national ID card through your driver's license for a national sales tax with those. It's the official plan. They're going to phase out all service checkout, and it's part of the grid.
Okay, so you're just saying they're going to phase out the self or the checkers or the clerks. But they basically accept the same kind of information the clerk does it. That
yes, yes, it's all intrusive. I'm just saying it's part of this widening grid.
Okay. And it's basically squeezing out the human element.
Yes.
All right. That's what I wanted to know because I just wanted clarification on that. Love you, show. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I'm sorry we're out of time. I got to do this more often. You know, this was the old format years ago. Maybe one or two guests a week, and the rest of the time, calls and me yelling and screaming and covering news. I've enjoyed it. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us and call in to C-SPAN. Call in to Washington Journal at 202-628-0205 tomorrow morning and say, hey, when are you going to air that, that 9/11 piece?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.